The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Ron McDonald. This is the National Intel Report. I'm hosting in place of John Stadtmiller, who's away for the day. With me, I have Joyce Rosenwald and Pete Neese, as every Wednesday they're on. Joyce, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Terrific. And what about you, Pete? Are you there?
I'm here.
You like to call Pete or Peter?
Pete's fine.
Pete, okay. Yeah, John kind of told me a little bit about what your subject matter has been. Redemption, straw man, is that what we're going to talk about today?
What we usually do is we let the callers call in with their problems and we try and give them remedies.
All right. Well, why don't we get that phone
just
number?
Basically, it's an open forum so that they don't have to sit there and listen to a whole bunch of legal stuff. What we try and do is if they have a problem, we let them call in, and then Joyce or myself will give them a remedy, because most of the time these other places they call, nobody gives them a remedy.
Yeah, I agree with you there. It's always nice to have knowledge, but it's better to have a remedy. I'll give the phone number out right now. It's 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. If you have a comment or a question for Joyce or for Pete, please call in. Okay. Joyce, why don't you let me know how you're doing today and what you'd like to talk about in the interim? We're waiting for a phone call.
Well, I'm doing okay. I want to say it's nice to be on with you. I've heard a lot about you, and apparently you seem to believe the same way Pete and I believe, that the remedy is to basically refuse to comply, drop out. Am I wrong in my assumption?
No, you're not. And you know, my focus is on that. What has happened now is an unconscionable contract between a foreign state, if you want to say the federal government is a foreign state, because it is to every one of the states, and basically the individual citizen. This has been the criminal conversion and the taking down of both liberty and wealth in America, what has happened here. Yeah, we're on the same thought pattern. By the way, we have Al from Kansas. Shall we take his call, Joyce and Pete?
Sure.
Okay, Al, you're on.
Al, are you there?
I am. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Al.
Good afternoon, Al.
A few weeks back, maybe a month, you were going to get a website set up. I'm just wondering if you ever done that?
No. If you go to JoyceRosenwald.com, you'll see it's under construction. And I'm getting everything in order to place on my website. And deciding, you know, it's very hard to decide what should be first. And it'll be up. Just keep looking.
What condition proceeding form on there?
Pardon me, say that again?
Are you going to have a condition proceeding form on there?
Why don't you stay on? Joyce, you'll give the answer when we return from break.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Ron McDonald. This is the National Intel Report. John is away for today. We have both Joyce and Pete on the line. Also, Al dropped out. Joyce, you were going to give an answer to his question.
He basically wanted the condition precedent, and I'm emailing that to her right now. And if he contacts her on her email, she can give it to him.
Okay, terrific. The call-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. If you have a question or you want to make a statement, whatever, please call in. We have Ron from Louisiana. Ron, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. How you doing? Hi, Joyce. Hi, Pete.
Hi, Ron.
Hi.
Hi. Look, I really have one question. I've read the study guide 2 or 3 times, really trying to get to know it like the back of my hand, but in there, it's about the UCC1. Is it necessary? In the study guide, it seems like it is, and I read about the accept for value and, you know, turn it back on them, but then I've read other people are being arrested for that. I've heard you don't need to do UCC1. What is the answer?
The answer is, you must condition your signature. You must reserve your common law rights. What the people don't seem to be grasping is that the statute is the contract. And when you don't condition your signature, you turn a bilateral contract, which means two people, one on both ends, have to perform to a contract. You turn it into a unilateral contract, which means you allow the judge to do whatever he wants. He's no longer held to a common law ruling because you have reserved your common law rights and you are entitled to it. Under the common law, a statute must be strictly construed. When you don't condition your signature, you allow the judge to, I guess the word is, the law is in my mouth. He can do whatever he wants because he's no longer held to his part of the bargain. So basically, our own lack of knowledge is allowing us to be enslaved.
Correct.
Yeah.
Ron, did you download that thing off of his site, John's site there that explains
the Yeah, the study guide I got, I think the first day it was put up there.
Okay, is there something about the study guide, I guess, that's confusing you?
Well, I understand what Joyce was just saying, but let's say with this except for value thing, is you can't do, say, something you did in the past, a student loan, or if it was a traffic ticket, which I don't have right now, but how do you do that? You can still do that except for value?
The except for value is very controversial, and I don't
right.
think Joyce and I really want to comment online about it because I know of several people that have done it. Some are successful and some aren't.
Right.
It's not something that you can say, do A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and it will work.
Yeah, I'll stay away from that, but I understand about the signature.
And the thing that Joyce was talking about as far as your condition precedent, what it actually is the 1-207 or the 1-308 of the UCC, because
right.
what it's forcing them to do, and here's another thing that I don't think the people really understand, it's forcing them to look at their statutes under common law.
Correct.
Not under equity law. Well,
exactly.
When you force somebody to look at it under common law and it doesn't meet the requirements, they have to throw it out.
Exactly. Usually there's no injured party much of the time.
Right. So that's basically what you're actually doing is you're protecting your constitutional rights on what's ever being presented to you from an agency.
Right, right, under common law. Last question, the condition precedent, do I need to publish that in the newspaper?
Sure you can, but I mean, I've got to get you to understand it. It's your own thought of your own status.
Okay.
So when you use UCC 1-207 or 1-308, basically what you're doing is you're telling them, this is my political thought, and they cannot control that. Otherwise, they would have to come back and rebut that and show why you can't think that, and they won't do that.
Right. I'm not under your maritime law. I'm not your 14th Amendment citizen. I'm under common law.
Right.
Outside the corporation. So
but
if
now,
you got
if
a
you
traffic
don't...
ticket or something, and you would declare that in the courtroom.
Well, no, you can declare it right on the ticket, right on the presentments that you're given, whether it would be, you know, by any agency. Whatever presentment you're getting, you want to notice them up front that, hey, you have reserved your constitutional rights. I hear people talk all the time about, well, I want to stand up for my constitutional rights. But the way that they've set up for you to do that, your remedy is through the Uniform Commercial Code. And most
right,
people
the 1-207 or 308, right.
Right. Most people haven't studied that, and they don't understand that relation that everything you do, and Joyce has said this a number of times and I have, is by contract. Because contract
right.
law is higher than constitutional law.
Correct. Always put it on your signature, and you always put it above the signature?
Yes. Yes, sir. Or you can put it anywhere you want to on the document.
Okay. Great,
you can sign it big over the document, over the face of their document if you want to.
Okay.
Now, what I usually do what I usually do is I write without prejudice, and I leave the citation off there.
Okay.
Because see, it says in the UCC that you can do that. All you have to do is write that above your signature or somewhere on the document, with like without prejudice, or there's a couple other phrases that they have, and basically you've locked it in.
Yeah, great. I understand. I really like that study guide. It's helped quite a bit. Appreciate your work.
Thank you very much for your call, Ron.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. We have Lark in Texas, and we have Theodore in New York. Hello, Lark. Are you there?
Well, hi there, Ron.
Hi. How you doing?
Pete and Joyce, how are you all?
Fine.
We're fine.
This is what I have in mind. I've got two questions. One is a general question, and I'll ask it first. Can you explain what Jewish shatar is, and is the lack of Americans of the ability to own private property really at the root of all of our distress today in America? And is Jewish shatar actually part of American law?
Well, Joyce, you're going to have to answer the one on Jewish. The other one I can answer if you want.
Well, to tell you the truth, I don't know that much about the Jewish shatar law. It's a part of the old law merchant. That much I do know. It's part of negotiable instruments, and it's supposedly, I personally think, it's part of the conspiracy theory, and you're better off just staying away from that kind of stuff. That knowing about that isn't going to do you any good today. What you need to know today is how to protect yourself against what exists today. The truth of the matter is American common law, the people's law, is gone. And it's because we have no money. The money is the root of the problem, not the Schechter law. You can't pay a debt with a debt. And we've been given nothing but a debt for money. As long as we have nothing but debt for money, we're going to be in trouble.
And we can't own private property either, then.
Well, Senate document 43 states that all ownership of property resides in the state. All you have, basically, is the care and custody of it. You don't even own your home, because if you look at your deed, it says you're a tenant in your own property. Can't be a tenant and an owner at the same time. You're a debtor in possession. They let you have
Here's the problem. When you say to us, to Joyce and us, we look at your question and we say, okay, you use the term private property. Now, there, you can look at that term under the old common law, and I can give you a definition of it. Or we can look at the term under the equity law that's taken place since 1933. So my real question would be to you, what kind of private property are you talking about? Are you talking about one that gets an allodium title? Or are you talking about one that would get an equity title, such as a grant deed?
Well, of course I'm referring to two things when I say private property, and really a third. When we talk about property, really, for me, property is rooted in the land. But it also is rooted in the fact that anybody that espouses ideals of freedom would claim ownership of their own body.
Okay, so what you're really telling me is you're taking the title to land under the old title, which is what was the first one I said, Joyce?
The allodium.
I'm getting old. Yeah, the allodium title. Yeah. Because, see, the allodium would go to your personam. Not in personam, but personam. Meaning that you would need any actions on that or whatever would require a common law court.
Okay, we have a break coming up. Lark, stay on the line, please.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective, it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Good afternoon. This is Ron McDonald. I'm filling in for John Stadtmiller, who's away for today. This is the National Intel Report. We have both Joyce and Pete on today, as every Wednesday. Steve in Oregon is on the line, waiting on the line. We have Lark on the line. I hope he stayed on. Pete, you were addressing the allodial title and equitable title of private property. And do you want to continue on that? Okay.
I don't even know. It's Lark that we were talking to, wasn't it?
Yeah, Lark. Yes, Lark from Texas.
Yeah, I don't know if Lark knows the procedure on how to reestablish the allodium title or not. I don't know. But
Lark,
it's out there.
Would that be in the learning materials you've provided at the RBN site?
No. Basically, you can reach your common law through the Uniform Commercial Code, but you're going to need to bring up your allodium title and basically claim it. But you're going to have to claim it your status under Article 4, Section 2 of the National Constitution as a state citizen. That's why your condition precedent needs to be generated or broadcast or run in the newspaper to the rest of the world on who you really are.
You know, Pete, I don't want to say that your remedy does not exist. I'm not qualified to say that, but I have to say that I'm informed by several things which to me are really very troubling. Number one, this Jewish law of the Shatar is a reality, and it's been a part of, it was a part of English law even before the colonies were settled by the Europeans, principally the English. The other thing is that all major planks of the Communist Manifesto have been implemented in this country. All you have to do is do a search for Jewish Shetar, S-H-E-T-A-R, and then do another search for 10 Planks Communist Manifesto, and then also take note of the administrative law, the administrative state, the regulatory law, as really being what we call communitarian, which is really just communism that has been rebranded. And these things are troubling. I mean, I don't want to be going down rabbit holes, and especially as I look at this UCC 1 stuff, or this whole UCC 1 filing information, it seems to send us down more and more rabbit holes. And at least so far in my research.
Okay, if it's any consolation to you, I've used this stuff, and it works fine for me, and I haven't had to go down any rabbit holes.
Well, Lark, what specifically is the result of the Shatar law? What does it actually do in our society?
There's a hidden lien holder on all land and all property.
Okay.
And it remains...
That happened... he's correct. That happened in the 30s. And that lien, basically, I don't know if you know why there's a lien on it, because basically the people up there in the Federal Reserve who's taken our bonds to create the Federal Reserve note automatically have a lien on the property, because that's what was offered by the United States when it negotiated the contract with the Federal Reserve.
Then what we have in today, in effect, in America is slavery. We have a master-slave relationship with these creditors, and it exists. It's real.
Yeah, I call ourselves economic slaves, and that happened in the 30s.
Yes, absolutely. Well, here's my next question, and I'll make it fast. And this goes to what I call a worthless judgment. I had a man that I loaned about $13,000, $14,000 to. This man and his partners had hired me to manage a new business startup. This was about 12, 14 years ago. And net result is I paid it a large amount of money to a lawyer, and so did the man that loaned me the money. I won the judgment. He clearly ripped me off. Now I have a judgment today that's at $25,000, and it's been sitting there drawing interest at 10% per annum for these last 12 or 14 years. The man gets his income by managing a real estate investment trust. He lives in a $1 million home, and he manages this trust as the trustee, and I have no way to ever reclaim the money that I ever got ripped off from me.
Okay, well, the question is, do you have a judgment?
Of course I do, in my favor.
Okay, that's fine. That's great. It's in your favor. Why don't you sell the judgment to somebody who can enforce it? Because all it is a negotiable piece of paper, like you said.
Ah, there's a thought. So who do you think might be in the market for somebody like that?
I have
who
no idea. If somebody wants to buy debt, though.
Okay, we have a break coming up. Lark, stay on till after the break. We have Stephen in Oregon, Paul in California. Hang on, please, until after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
shocking, terrifying, but very truthful and revealing. Finally, a documentary on the horrifying results of unopposed estrogen. Estrogen dominance. Are we writing our own epitaph? I urge you to go to www.republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the HealthLink America banner and watch the documentary, The Disappearing Male. To my knowledge, this is the first documentary about the threat that unopposed estrogen poses to our survival as a species. It's a real eye-opener. But the documentary gives no solution to the problem. We have the solution. If we don't get the progesterone message to the younger generation, especially the young women, our very survival is in jeopardy. Again, that website is www.republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the HealthLink America banner. After viewing, please visit our website, www.healthlinkamerica.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Ron McDonald. I'm filling in for John Stadtmiller, who's away for the day. This is the National Intel Report. We invite your phone calls at 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. We have Lark on the line. We have Stephen in Oregon and Paul in California waiting on the line. Before we left, we were talking about what I consider a very good remedy. Pete, you were talking about selling the judgment.
No, from Lark. Lark, have you put this guy through a debtor's hearing?
No, I haven't, and I have to.
Okay,
say,
well, you've got to do that. You, in other words, what you do is you go into the court, you file for a debtor's hearing, and they'll go ahead and they'll issue the summons for him to come in, and then you can ask him all the questions on where his money's at.
Oh, you do that before one of these Masonic judges?
Yeah, I mean, that's the only procedure that I know that's open to you. Then if you don't receive any gratification from that or find out where his money is, you can get a skip trace guy that you can hire for, I don't know, I hate to even say, I don't know how much they are, but he'll skip trace all the guy's assets or whatever to find out where they are and where they're recorded. And then you can put a lien on them. Or you can take your lien and sell it to the highest bidder, who wants basically to do some write-off. In other words, if it's a loss, they'll buy your lien and they'll declare it to be a loss.
Well, that all sounds well and good. I wouldn't have the first clue about how to even take the first step, for the most part, as you might imagine.
Okay, well, in the small claims court, they have debtor hearings. I mean, it's written in fifth grade English.
But this is close to $40,000 today. Would that be a small claims issue?
No, but I'm sure the principle's the same.
It's
exactly the same principle in the superior court as it is in the smaller court.
I see.
You know, Locke, you may want to go to your law library and ask just for help to get the form to start the process. They'll have the form that you fill out and go right to the clerk of in California, be Superior Court, and she'll issue a summons, you know, that to get this process started.
Well, I do appreciate your time and advice, and I'll see what I can do about moving ahead on this. I kind of think I'm wasting my time because, I mean, we're dealing with a man who is very sophisticated when it comes to skirting the edges of the law and ripping people off.
Okay, to give you the law, Lark, so you understand it, according to the Internal Revenue Code, you at least have to take this guy to court and get a judgment and try and make a collection. If you've tried to make a collection and you've been unsuccessful, then in the Internal Revenue Code, it'll allow you to write off the judgment.
Ah, now there's another interesting thing. Yeah, I just
well, I'm here to serve, and so is Joyce, and we're both full of knowledge to help you guys out.
Well, that's why I call in, and that's why I listen. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Lark. Stephen in Oregon, are you there?
I'm here. And hey, I'm by Stephen in Oregon. You know that. You're Ron McDonald?
Yes.
Yeah, and were you on Alex Jones yesterday?
Yes, I was.
Oh, no, that's why I have never heard of you, but I liked your speaking, and that's why I called in. I think you're a good guy, and I really enjoy you. And I think you're right on the top of the money here. So, anyway,
thank you.
You're welcome. And so the reason I called is because, you know, I wanted to ask you a question because you're one of the people that I could probably ask this question to. Is sometimes I get really frustrated about, I like Joyce and Pete a lot, you know, I like them a lot, and John and all that. And, man, I don't know, they're talking about the Constitution says this, the laws say that, the laws say this. Everybody seems to be talking about they're doing anything they want to do. There is nothing anymore. You could do these things. And I liked what I think it was my Pete said, or someone, that go ahead and do it anyway, so I'm glad they're doing it. Go ahead and do it anyway, because if you just lay down, there's nothing you can do. But I get frustrated because they'll just turn you down. They'll just shut you off. There's nothing you can do. Anyway, I want to get my frustration out there to you. That's all.
There is something, but we haven't quite perfected how it would be done. Because you're functioning in a commercial environment, when we had a constitution, we had bond requirements for everyone serving in government, and you would file a criminal complaint against them. You would write them a letter telling them that you were serving, that you were filing against them, and you would request the company that provided their fidelity or surety bonds, guaranteeing that they would not, under the color of law, tread on your rights as a common law citizen, a free person. Now, because it's a commercial environment, everything is backed by the need for a bond. We even have a requirement for a statute on the bond. If the statute generally violates the right of a group of people, then you have the right to sue. And when you file the commercial bond, if the bond company ensures that this man or woman representing themselves as a public servant will be brought to trial, and if it isn't brought to trial, the bonding company itself files a commercial lien against the property holdings of that public official, which means that he can't touch anything of his own financial assets. He can no longer use his bank account. He can no longer use a checking account. He can't sell any property. He can't take anything until he complies. The problem is we have to find out how we can get them to give you the number of their bond. And if they don't, how you go about suing them in the court without the numbers that they have to give you. They tell you, you know, you find out all these things, but the really important things are never told. And it's
Joyce,
a question.
Joyce,
yes?
he can get that, the QSIP number. QSIP number. Basically, if he goes in and he sues the guy or whatever and does discovery, he can get a QSIP number on a bond.
Well, I also think he should be able to do that in small claims under discovery.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. You can do it in small claims, sure. You can do discovery and
you're not going to get a tremendous result from going into a court, but.
No, but what most people don't know is
every judge has to have a bond also. So
right,
if you get a ruling from a judge that violates, that just treads all over your rights after you have reserved them, then you can go into the small claims court, file against that judge, and small claims will demand that he give you the number. And I personally think if we all would do that, we could bring government to a dead stop. No one in government could function from the lowest level up.
Yeah, Joyce, you can go from small claims then after you get discovery and move the action then into superior court.
Exactly, but in order to get the numbers, like you say, that we have to do possibly in small claims.
Right.
So basically what you're telling me, and you gave me a little light of life here, is we just need to keep trying because there are a lot of things. You know, you go to a judge and say, no, I just read some things today, you know, that were ridiculous. But we just got to keep trying, I guess, huh? We just got to keep on getting this information out and educate and just to keep trying. But it gets very frustrating sometimes because it seems like they've just taken over everything. I mean, you can't go anywhere. You can't do anything. But if you keep trying,
you're correct. But the thing is, we are still told that we are a government of consent, and that we have the right to choose the political status that we want to hold, and we can be a citizen of whatever we choose to be a citizen of, and we don't have to volunteer to be enslaved. What we have to do is push them. In a lawful way,
yes.
So that we either consent or they use force against us. And I think if you push back hard enough, they'll use force, and that'll wake everybody up real fast.
You know, my suggestion is that you use your law schools. If you open up a trust at a bank and you fund it for research from law students, they can ask their professors on issues like this, and they can work on it as a project and help you out. So there's always avenues you can follow to get remedies. So that may be something that you may want to look into, Steve.
Yeah, thank you, sir. And yes, and let's keep it. I'm doing well. I've been listening to people like you and everybody for a lot of years, so I'm prepared. I'm okay, but I'm seeing a lot of Orwellian stuff going on, as you do too. And so we just speak about it. But I like this, and I really appreciate your time and the phone call. Because let's just keep going, keep educating people, keep doing what we're doing.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for the call, Stephen. We have Paul in California and Dwayne in New Orleans. Hello, Paul. Are you there? Paul?
Yes. Are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess
how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thank you guys for all your work. I've been a long-time listener, but really a first-time caller. I had two questions. One of them was, I know that the Federal Reserve's charter is coming up, and I was wondering if there's any petition, some kind of a circular going around where, you know, like Joyce was saying, we have the power to push, and we're really, as citizens, the biggest lobby in the country if we just used it. Is there a way that there's somebody circulating a petition to Congress to not recharter the Fed? Is there anything like that happening?
here's what I have to say. When you do the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result, and it doesn't happen, I think that's defined as insanity. You will notice that all the petitions that are signed and sent to Washington are totally ignored. I personally don't believe that you can fight anything from the top down. It's got to be done from the bottom up. And rather than get one person to sign a petition, why can't that one person just write a letter and notify their local government that they demand money back, real money? They demand that. The charter with the Federal Reserve is not going to come up for re-signing. It was a contract in perpetuity from the very beginning. That means it's there forever. It's not going to go away. It doesn't get renewed every so many years. It's there forever.
I see.
An eleemosynary contract, and you'll see. If you look up eleemosynary, it's only for the interest on the debt. The principal is never paid. Only the interest is paid, and it is in perpetuity, which means our debt will last in perpetuity.
So instead of trying to find petitions or do it that way, just try and get people to write individual letters.
That's right. They offered us a new deal, and we took it. We had absolutely no idea what was going on. Well,
we volunteered.
Now that we know what it is, we can refuse to accept the new deal because they're trying to give us a new deal.
Opt out of the deal.
Now is the opportunity to tell them no.
We want to opt out of the deal. The other question I had was, the other caller was talking about the study guide, and I was having all kinds of my own independent study going, but I was wondering where would I find the study guide that he was referring to.
It's right on the website.
Right on the website.
Okay, see, that's funny how it's
website.
It's right in front of your face, and it's always the first place you don't look.
McDonald, do you know where it is on his website? Because he references it to, like, something that flashes or a flag or whatever?
Unfortunately, I do not. I do not
maybe
know.
One of the board guys could tell you where it is?
Yeah, maybe.
It's
we'll see if they
put
something
on the main page on the right upper right corner.
Yeah, main page upper right corner. I thought you click on it and got it.
Oh, okay. That's easy enough. Seems like it's funny how when I try to tell people about the things that we talk about on this network and they look at me like I'm crazy, and I try to tell them it's right in front of your face if you just look, and then here I'm not even following my own advice.
yeah, well, Pete and I are also going to write one document, basically reducing it into terms that the average man would understand, no legal terms, and maybe even a page of definitions, so you'll at least understand what you're looking at.
Yeah, because sometimes when it starts getting into a lot of the legal terms, I know that a lot of the wording is not really the definition what most people think the definitions are, and it gets confusing.
The truth is that we are enslaved by language that we don't understand. Legalese is not English. It appears to be, but...
Anytime somebody throws a term at you, and I'll give you a prime example of it. Are you listening to me?
Sure.
Okay, you get a jury notice to go to jury. And on our jury notices, on question number 3, it asks you if you're a U.S. citizen. That's a metaphor. So you would cross that out and put, no, I'm not. Under the Constitution, under Article 4, Section 2, I'm a state citizen.
Here. Yeah.
Okay, then you're a state citizen. Well, that automatically stops you from jury duty.
Oh, I see, yeah, because I didn't become a citizen. I was born here.
So this is what Joyce is talking about in interpretation of the words. In other words, when people look at words that say U.S. whatever, they don't know that there's three different definitions for the word U.S.
And they just go with the common thing that
they go
heard.
With what they were taught in school, and they were taught in school that they were a U.S. citizen.
So, Paul, have your questions been answered?
Yes, and then you've been answering them for the years anyway without me calling in. Thank you guys for all your hard work, because with people like you out there, it really helps the people like me that are just common people trying to figure out how to get out of this nightmare.
We're trying to make you a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Good. I got some sharp fangs. You guys are teaching me how to use them.
Okay, the call-in number is 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. Moving along, we have Dwayne in New Orleans. Are you there, Dwayne?
Yeah, hey, how y'all doing? I just had a comment on that, not the last gentleman, but the one before that couldn't collect the debt. I believe if a simple accountant inquiry would validate this, because I'm not an accountant. But with that being said, he can send the guy, since he's got a judgment, he can send the guy that he owes, that owes him the money a 1099, and then send a copy of the 1099 to the IRS, and that actually is income that he hasn't paid, that he's not earned. So they'll look at it in assessing taxes on it.
That's correct.
Let the IRS...
since he didn't pay the judgment.
Okay, we're coming up on a break. Be right back.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Wednesday, December 8th, 2010. This is Ron McDonald hosting in for John Stadtmiller on the National Intel Report. We have both Joyce and Pete on the line. Our call-in number, we invite you to make phone calls into the station, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. I don't know if Dwayne from New Orleans is on the phone, but we have Dwayne, Chris from Philadelphia, and Ron from Texas. But before we get to them, I saw on a website where someone suggested that we take our monies, our dollar bills, and we write notes on them, like the Rothschilds, the Federal Reserve, stolen wealth of the American people, and stuff like that. What do you think of that, Joyce and Pete?
I think
I haven't given it any thought. I don't quite really understand what they're doing. Are they taking each dollar bill and writing that on it?
Yeah, they're writing that or something to awaken the people of America, because these things circulate for quite a while. It's like free advertisement, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I mean, you know, anything is good that they're doing, but I don't really know how to measure or really understand if it's going to have an effect.
Well, it's just to make people curious, I think. I don't know what specifically you'd put on there, but definitely you could raise consciousness of the American people if they started reading these dollar bills with little notes on them.
Okay. I mean, anything is worth trying.
Okay. Well, let's get to Ron from Texas. Ron, are you there?
How you doing today? I sure appreciate you taking my call. I was interested in y'all were talking about the judgments, and I've had a judgment on a fellow now since 1985. It started out at $31,220, and it's up over $300,000 now, including the 10% per annum interest. When you were saying about using a, was it 1099?
Right. Actually, it would be...
For the initial balance or for the balance including interest to date?
Okay, what you're doing is you're saying you had this judgment, so this person basically has your income, all right? Well, there's tax that has to be paid on that income, because it wasn't given to you, was it?
Correct.
Okay, so if there's tax that has to be paid on that income, then you would issue a 1099 to the government. Basically, I think part of it goes to the government and part of it goes to him to pay the taxes on the money that he owes you.
Okay, but to the point of the question, would it be for the initial balance or the accrued balance?
No, it would be for the accrued balance.
Okay. And so would I be liable for any of that taxation at all, or would he be totally responsible?
I guess you didn't understand me when I said when you issue the 1099, you transfer the liability and everything to him. It doesn't go to you.
Okay.
He's holding your income. So if he wants to hold your income, why not let him pay a tax on it?
Absolutely. Okay, well, that's great. I sure do appreciate it. I'll let you go and get on with it. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, we have Chris in Philadelphia, Ron in Texas, Joe in Los Angeles, Wayne in Texas. Chris, are you there? Well, wait a minute. We'll have to get
you
on the way back. Hey, Chris, can you hang on till after the break? We're at the top of the hour.
Yes, sir, I sure will.
All right, thank you very much. Be right back.
It's true.